Okay, so today is Tiny Stuff Test. Continue discussing Agadata about rain, and we'll have some other memoras spread out. In the first one, we'll continue with some memoras said by Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so we just continue speaking about Rabbi Yochanan. It's on the bottom, the last line of Chesam Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'i Diksiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk that it says, Aser to Aser, which means Tais Tait, double language. We all know this one. Russia is aser b'shvil shetit asher. You should tithe in order that you should be wealthy, and you do the mitzvah of aser, the mitzvah say of meiser, which seems to be in pasuk pshat is the meiser of the two of meiser fields. But we'll learn it tosos. Hopefully, it implies to everything. So aser to aser, and then you'll become wealthy. So ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan liyinuka de Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan finds the son of Reish Lakish, who's Rabbi Yochanan's nephew. Reish Lakish married Rabbi Yochanan's sister. So and then Rabbi Yochanan actually set his eyes upon Reish Lakish and actually killed his father. So Ashkei Rabbi Yochanan the Yunuka de Reish Lakish. Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan says to his nephew, Emeli Psukech. Tell me what pasuk that you're learning today. What are you learning today? Amalei. So the kid said back to him, we learned the pasuk of Aser to Aser. So the pasuk of Aser to Aser. And the kid continues, Amalei, my Aser to Aser. What is the meaning of this double language of Aser to Aser? Why do you have this double language? It's interesting because throughout Shas, there's always a machlok in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel as to whether or not we make drushas on these double languages. Right? Rabbi Kiva always says, yeah, it's all meant for drushas. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's just lashon b'nei adam. That's the way the Torah speaks. So I wonder if this drusha even applies to if Rabbi Shmuel would agree to this drusha. So I'm related to the kids. So Rabbi Yochanan says back, aser to aser means aser b'shvil shetit asher. So I'm related. So the kid says back to his uncle, minolach. Where do you know that? What's your source? So Amrulay, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Zil Nasi, go test it out. Go try it. You're allowed to test God. Go try it out. Tithe your field and see if you have more. So he goes, Amrulay, so the kid says back to his uncle, Umisharli Nasuye, are you allowed to test a Misharli Nasuye, the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Are you allowed to test a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Are you allowed to do a mitzvah with the Kavana that you're testing to see whether or not you're going to get Schar? Right? Misharli Nasuye, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'haksev, that's what the Pasuk say, Lo tinasu es Hashem lekechem Hashem nisitzim masa. Don't test him. So Amrulay, so Rabbi Yochanan says back to his nephew, Hachi Amr Rabbi Hoshaya. This is what Rabbi Hoshaya said, in all the mitzvah, usinala test Hashem, chutz mizo, except for this mitzvah. Why? Because it's a clear Pasuk. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Malachi, which is probably, I think it's like the last parak of all Nevuah, right? Shenemar, haviu es kol ha-maser o besa otzer, bring all your maaser to the storehouse, we tear up your vesi, and test me with this, right? But like a bichina, b'chanuni na b'zosam arshem spakos. Im lo eftach lachemes arubos hashemayim. If I will not open up the treasure houses of the heavens, the harikos lachem bracha ad b'dayin. I'll bestow upon you bracha until you say no enough. So it says apostate that you can do that. So the Gemara says that my Gemara just digresses. My ad b'dayin. What does it mean ad b'dayin? Amar Rabbi Barchama, Amar Rav, ad sheyivlu sifsosecha milo mardai. Until your lips will be tired from saying enough, enough, enough. Meaning you did so much bracha. So the Pasuk Malachi says, test me. And to give the Maaser, test me, I'll give you so much bracha. So Amalei, so the nephew says back to Rabbi Yochanan and his uncle, me having mati hasam my psuka, had I reached that Pasuk? I mean, I'm not up to that Pasuk yet. I'm only up to, in Sefer Devarim. That Pasuk is all the way in Malachi. So had I reached that Pasuk, lo havei tzrichlach, I wouldn't have needed a George Rasha, ulong shai yerabach, and I wouldn't have needed the drasha of Rabbi Shai, your Rebbe. I could have figured that all on my own. Nephew's a little bit of a snide little kid, but that's I guess maybe that's why it says that it's Yenuka the Reish Lakish, it's his nephew. So maybe it's a little bit of a little more freedom given to the way they speak. So su ashechei Rabbi Yochanan Yenuka the Reish Lakish. So once again, Rabbi Yochanan found the son of Reish Lakish, who's his nephew, the Yosef Amar, and he was saying the pasuk. The following pasuk is Iveles Adam to Salef Darko, the Al Hashem Yizof Libo. So it's like a person does a sin, and he causes things bad to happen to him, and nevertheless, he doesn't understand why he's getting the punishment, and he blames God. He blames God, right? So he thinks that's how the pasuk read, right? He says, Iveles Adam, when a person sins, he's misalef the derech, to salef darko, he doesn't realize he left the path, and therefore, Ba'al Hashem yizaf libo, and on Hashem, he gives he complains. So Yosef Rabbi Yochanan mekametane, and Rabbi Yochanan says, he was questioned, he says, Amar, he says, is there something that is mentioned in Ksuvim, but that there isn't a remiss to that concept in the Torah? All of Nevi'im and Ksuvim is based on the Torah. I don't recall where this idea is in the Torah. Where is that? So Amar Leis, and the nephew says back to him, Atu Halo Rimizi? Is this not, you know, hinted to in the Torah? V'haksiv, this is written by the brothers of Yosef, when they open up the sack of Levi, and they find that all the money that they paid was returned. Yosef put all the money back. And they said, and they were upset, they were scared that something bad would happen to them. And they said, V'yetzi libam, their heart went out, V'yecherdu isha l'chiv le'mor, they were fearful. And they said, Mazos asa'o l'kim lanu. What is this that Hashem did to us? And they didn't realize that it's not Hashem did this to them. Their maisim caused this because of what they did with Yosef. They put all the blame on Hashem without looking at what would happen to them. So it is hinted to in the Pasuk. So Zil Einei B'Chazive. So Rabbi Yochanan has long eyelids. So Rabbi Yochanan wants to lift up his eyelids to look at his nephew. So Asi Ime Apiktei. So his sister, the kid's mother, comes and grabs the kid and pulls the kid away. Asi Ime Apikteva Amrolei and says to her son, Tami Kamei, go away from him. Delola Ave Loch Kida Avet Lavuf. That he shouldn't do to you what he did to his father. Right, so there's a point, I think the Gemara, Rashi quotes the Gemara, it's the Gemara of Messiah, Adaf Peidalid, that Rabbi Yochanan got upset at Reish Lakish like that, and he opened his eyes, and he looked at him, and gave him the evil eyes, and Reish Lakish got sick, and he died. So the sister wanted to protect her son. Okay. If we have time, we'll go back to the Tosfos a little bit. But Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Hashem will let it rain, right, and we'll bring back to rain, Matar b'shvil yachid. If an individual needs rain, Hashem will have it rain. But parnasa, but if in order to make like everyone be successful, parnasa b'shvil rabim. That's only going to happen if the multitudes need that. Matar b'shvil yachid. How do you know that will rain for one individual? The pasuk says yiftach Hashem lechas osaro hatov latet mitarat zecha. So it says Hashem will open up his storehouse for good to give rain artzicha on your land. Artzicha is singular, I guess. And parnasa is only mishu rabim d'ksiv, because this is by the man. It says hinini mamtir lachem lechem, plural. I'll give bread, which is parnasa. I'll give bread to you in plural. So meisvei. So now they asked on Rabbi Yochanan for the following brisa. Meisvei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Meisvei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda says. Shlosha parnasim tovim amdu Yisrael. There were three leaders that were in Midbar for Bnei Yisrael. The Elan, who are they? Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, three leaders. V'sholosh matanos tovos nitnu al yodam. And there were three great gifts that were given to Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar in the schus of each of those leaders. Elohein, Be'er, the Be'er of water, Anon, and the clouds, and the man that would come down, the food. So Be'er was b'schus Miriam. The Be'er was given because of the schus of Miriam. Amud Anan b'schus Aaron. The Anan was given in the schus of Aaron. The Man was b'schus Moshe. Now, Mesa Miriam, when Miriam died, Nistalik ha-be'er. The bear went away. Shneemar, v'yoshav ha'am v'kadesh. V'tamasham Miriam. Miriam dies. And the next pasuk says, v'lo ha'isamayim le'edah. There was no water for the congregation. So we see that because she died, the be'er dried up. So b'chazra, and it came back b'schus Shneem. It came back a little bit later with the schus of Aaron and Moshe. So the question is, if you had the schus of Aaron and Moshe, it was enough to give the bear, what did you do the schus of Miriam? It's the same thing. Next, so then it says, Mes Aaron died, Nistalko Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod disappeared, right? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vayishma HaKanani Melech Arad, this is right after that Aaron died, when the Kanani when Melech Arad heard that Aaron died, it says, Yosef Venega, Kibay Yisrael, Derakitim, Vayilachem B'Yisrael, it says. So he started back, he waged battle. So my Shmur Shama, what did the Melech Arad hear that Pasuk says? What did he hear? Shma Shemes Aaron, he heard that Aaron died. V'nistalko Anani HaKavod, and the protective layer, you know, lifted from Bnei Yisrael, therefore he was able to attack them. Because Savor nitna lo reshus v'lacham Yisrael, he thought that he had permission now to attack Yisrael. V'hayinu d'ksev, that's what the Pasuk before it says, V'yiru kol ha'edah ki gava Aaron. It's... Pasha means that they saw, the whole nation saw that Aaron died. Amar Bivo, Atakur Bayiru, Ela Bayereo. They were fearful that Aaron died, because now the protective layer is gone, right? Because the Darish Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish, the Darshan, Dom Reish Lakish, Ki, when they use the word Ki, right, the Pasuk said, Bayiru kol adam Ki Gav Aaron. So he says the word Ki, Arba Lashonos, can be used for four different languages. It can be E, like if, like a Tanai. It can be Dilma, maybe. Ela, Ela means, maybe not this, but that, and the ha, because of, I guess. So through here, it's the ha, because of. So it says, Vayiru kol edah ki gava Aaron. The whole nation was fearful because of the death of Aaron. And that's why they attacked. But so you see that the whole point there, that the Ananiah cover were there because of Aaron. Chazru Shneihem b'schutos shel Moshe. The schutos of Moshe was able to bring back Shneihem, meaning the Be'er and the Ananim Kavod, even though it didn't say that the Be'er left when Aaron died. It just said that the Ananim left when Aaron died. But here it says that both came back because of schutos of Moshe, and Kishemeh and Meis Moshe nistalku kulan. When Moshe died, they disappeared. Shneamar, it's a pasuk in Zechariah, the pasuk says, V'achid et shloshes haroim b'yerech achad. And I guess I caused the three leaders, the three roim, to disappear in 1 month. But it's not true, because they didn't die in the same month. Right? The kibyerech echad mesu, they all died in the same month? No. Valo Miriam mesu b'nisan, Miriam died in Nisan. Aaron b'av, Aaron died on Rosh Chodesh Av. Right? We did this in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, trying to figure out what was the Rosh Chodesh was Tish, Rosh Hashanah was Tishrei, and Nisan. We went through this whole thing. U'moshe b'adar, and Moshe died on Zion Adar. El Milamed, it teaches us, Shen Nisbatlu, Shlosha Matanos Tovos, Shen Nasnoa Yadon, Vinistal Kulam Yerechechad, that the three presents that were given on the court because of these three Roim all disappeared in one month or one time, when Moshe died, Kulam Yerechechad. So, but the point over here, though, is that Moshe was singular, and the Parnassa, which was the man, was given, this was Moshe, who was a singular. So that was the whole kasha, right? The whole kasha was that rain was for a yachid, but parnassa only for Ravin. And here, we went through this whole thing to show us that parnassa is even for a yachid. So it's not even for a yachid, it's given b'schus, the yachid, for the Ravin. Maybe that's the answer. The Gemara says, Alma Ashran parnassa b'shkul yachid. No, Shani Moshe, Moshe's different. Kevon de la Ravin hubayi, since he's asking for Rachamim for the Ravin, so ki Ravin dummy, he's like the Ravin, which makes sense. It's the whole point is for the Ravin, b'schus Moshe, they got the mud game. Okay. Next. So the Gemara is not going to bring a Maisa that has to do with the Psukim, I think, that we just quoted in Zechariah. Ve'achid shloshos haroim? Maybe. Ravuna bar Manoach, Rav Shmuel bar Idi, Rav Chia mi Vasanya, that's where it's from, Havishchiche kamei de Rava. They would always come before Rava, and they would learn Torah from Rava. Ki noch nashi de Rava, so when Rava passed away, aslu kamei de Rav Papa. They moved to the next Rebbe, they moved to the next Shir, and they went to Rav Papa. But Kol Emas, I guess Rav Papa's shir wasn't as clear as Rava's. So Kol Emas have a Amar Lu Shmaita Velo Havi Mistaber Lu. Every time Rav Papa would say something that they didn't seem think was, you know, was right or logical, Havu Miramzi Adadi. They would make a remiss. They would hint to each other. They would look at each other. They would nod their head. You know, people in their speech, you know, they see something that the rabbi says doesn't make sense. Everyone, you know, looks around. So Cholish Daite. So Rav Papa was upset. Cholish Daite. He got upset. So Akruy B'chalmei, so he called to him in a dream, this is wild, V'achid et shloshes haroim, I will cause the three shepherds to disappear. I guess the dream comes to tell you that these 3 hours are going to die? I don't know. V'machar k'yavu miptari minei, so the next day, when these three Talmid Chachamim are leaving Rav Papa, right, Amra Luhu, so Rav Papa says to them, Lizlu Rabbanan Bishlama, go Bishalom. When he's out, Bish, there's always a difference between Bishalom and Lishalom. When someone's about to die, when someone dies, you say Lech Bishalom to the next world. When you want someone to, you know, not die, you say Lech Lishalom, two-piece. So our Papa heard the dream, they're going to die. He tells them Lech Bishalom, which is like, okay, he wants them to die. It's interesting. Why don't you just tell them, leave me alone? But no, to die is better. So Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Havishavi Kamei, the Rav Papa. Then you had Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, who would also come before Rav Papa. Havimakshi Leituva, he would ask a lot of kashas and drive him nuts. So Yomachad Chazi de Nafal Ape. One day, Rav Shimi saw Rav Papa fall on his face to say Tachanun, Vishame, and he heard that Rav Papa was saying, the Amar, Rachmana, Litzlan Mikisufa de Shimi. Rachmana, save me from the embarrassment that Shimi is causing me. So Rav Shimi got hurt. I guess that's the better way to do it. Rav Shimi heard that it was causing him pain. So he said, Kibalai, Shisi Kusa, Vesu Tulo Achile. He accepted it upon himself to be quiet and not to embarrass him. I think that's a better way to solve the issue than telling them, you know, Bishalom, and how
the
died.
Says something completely different about the Bishalom.
Yeah, who does he quote?
Yeah,
I liked it.
It doesn't say.
Okay.
But he says, that's just the opposite. The Bishalom was a bracha to them so that they shouldn't die.
Interesting.
That the taking leave of him should be in, Bishalom should be in place of them taking leave of the world.
Right, because he's bothered by what we're asking. Like, why would he say that? Okay. Yeah, what does he say? What do you see?
No, this is what he says.
What who said? What Josh said?
It's in the Chobos.
Okay. Okay. Fine. It's difficult. A lot of these stories are difficult. But Af Reish Lakish Savar, and also Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish also holds, like Rav Yochanan said before, that Matar Bishvil Yachid, that if only one individual is roi to get rain, it'll rain. I'm not sure if it'll rain for everybody or just rain for that individual. Dam Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Minayim Lamatar Lamatar Bishvil Yachid, how you know it'll rain for an individual? The Xav, Apostle Zechariah says, Shalume Hashem Matar Be Ismal Kosh, Hashem Oseh, they'll ask for rain during the Malkosh, we said was the end of the rainy season, the Ace Malkosh. Hashem Oseh Chazizim, Hashem will make, Chazizim I think are clouds, Umitar Geshem Yitnu Lahem, and he'll rain down, rain water, he'll rain on them, the Ish Esev Vasadeh, for a man, for the grass in his field. So for an individual, singular. So he says, Yachol HaKol, you would think that maybe that only if everyone needs rain, it'll rain. Tamalom Ish, even for one person it'll rain. Ili'ish, yachol, l'chosa, dosav, maybe only will rain for one individual if he needs it for all of his fields. Tamid omar, sadeh, one field, singular. Isadeh, if it was just for a field, yachol, l'chol, ha-sadeh, maybe if he needs water for the entire field. Tamid omar, esef, even just for one blade of grass, I guess. So what one person needs one blade of grass in one field to have rain, you could still get it. Kihad derav Daniel Bar Ketina. The story of Rav Daniel Bar Ketina. And you know, we see that I don't know how many times Rav Daniel appears in Shas. Not too many. Rav Daniel Bar Ketina, Havil Yahi Ginsa, he had this garden. Kol Yoma Havi Azil Visarile, every day he would walk and check it. The Amar and say, Hai Mishra Bayimaya, this row needs water. The Hai Mishra Lo Bayimaya, and this row does not need water. The Atta Mitra, so the rain would come, the Kamashkol Hecha Devoy Lemaya. And the rain would come, and it would water wherever it needed water. So that's why I thought maybe it says, like, it rains for the individual, doesn't necessarily mean it rains for everybody, but it'll specifically rain for that person. I don't know. Then the Gemara says, well, the Pasuk said, Hashem Osech Azizim, which we translated, or I translated as clouds. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, B'Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi says, the name of Chanina, Milameh, it teaches us, Shekol Tzadik V'Tzadik, for every Tzadik who's born in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Lo Chaziz Bifnei Atzmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him a special cloud. He has a special rain cloud, I guess. And that's where he gets his rain. My Chazizim. And what is Chazizim? What type of clouds are Chazizim? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Parchos. Those are the light clouds that float. Parchos. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Simen Lamater. How do you know the rain is going to come? It's Parchos. You have the clouds of Parchos. My Parchos. Amar Papa. Our Papa says, Eva Kilisha to say Eva Semichsa. You have like a light cloud that's found within a more darker heavy cloud. So you see that coming. I guess those are rain clouds. That's how you know the rain is going to come. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nihila mikame mitra, ase mitra. Basa mitra, pasik mitra. So if you have the netila, Nihila is going to be, I think, very soft, like drizzle type rain. And then afterwards comes heavy rain, you know the rainy season is going to continue. You're going to have more rain after that. Nihila mikame mitra, asi mitra. But basar mitra, but if you have a heavy rain, and then it follows by this light, softer rain, pasik mitra. That's how you know the rain is going to end. Or maybe it's the end of the rain. Right? So it says mikame mitra, this is why. Mikame mitra, if you have the light rain before the heavy rain, asi mitra, then it means more rain is going to come. The simanech meholta. The simon for that, to remember that, is meholta, which is like some sort of sieve. I guess when you're sifting flour, first the thin comes out, and then the heavy flour comes out. Now, the batzar mitra, if you have the light rain coming after the heavy rain, then pasik mitra, that means the rain is ending, simanech charye de'izya. The simon is the defecation of the goats. I guess when the goats defecate, first it comes out heavy, then it comes out light at the end. So, okay, I didn't make it up. Don't look at me. All right. Simanech hara de'izei. Ula ikla le'bavel. So Ula went to Bavel. Huh? You okay? Mechaza parchos. And he saw these parchos clouds, which we said parchos clouds are simon. That rain is supposed to come. So Amar Lahu, he says to the people, panu mane dehashta asimitra. Bring your wares inside because the rain is coming. We see the clouds. The rain is coming. L'sof lo'ati mitra. And the end of rain didn't come. So Ula's like, well, this Bavel was all messed up. Amar ki hechi de mishakri bavloi, hachi mishakri mitrei rayu. Just like the Babylonians, you know, tell falsehoods if they lie, so too the clouds in Babel lie. I don't know where he gets that. The Babylonian people lie. And Rashi here he quotes the Maharsha who says that Ula is Makabin, to the Babylonians would not give the tztaka that they were obligated to. So since they would lie, I guess maybe they would announce they would give tztaka and they wouldn't give it. So just like they aren't truthful, so too the clouds aren't truthful. Yeah, Rava calls them Mimahuza, you could get upset at them, yeah. There. So Ula Ikla Bavel. Ula, again, I guess a different time, came to Bavel. Chazi Melo Tzane Tamra Bezuza. He saw that a basket of tamarim, right, dates, would sell for a zuz, which is really cheap, right, I guess. Amar, so Ula says, I don't understand. So you have these cheap food that's available, and the Babylonians aren't learning Torah. Why are they working so much? It's so, you have to work a little bit, you get cheap food, buy the food, and they can go learn. Right, Amar Melot Sana Dusha Bezuza and Bavloi Lo Aski Baraisa. You have the cheap food, and they're not learning, so, and they're not Oskim B'Torah. Why are they so concerned about their parnasa? So he bought them, and he ate them, and he realized, Ubalayla Tsaru, and at night, the dates caused them a lot of stomach problems. So he says, but Amar, now you've said, oh, Melot Sana the Sakina Bezuza, a barrel of knives is for Azuz, and Bavloi Aski Baraisa, and the Babylonians still are Osek in Torah. It's all a matter of perspective. Because the food was so bad, and they still were able to learn Torah, so then he changed his perspective. Okay. Tanya, letter Brisa. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer said, Kola olam kulo mimei okeanos hu shoseh. The rain comes from the oceans. Right? Okeanos, the rain comes from the oceans, the water is picked up from the oceans, it goes to the sky, and then comes down. That's where the rain comes from. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, V'eid ya'alem min ha'aretz, so it will come up from the ground, the hishka as kol pnei adama, and then it'll water the entire ground. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, it can't come from the oceans, because the ocean's salty, and the rain that comes down is not salty. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, they don't have your degrees, it's different. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, v'alo mimei okeanos meluchin hein. So Amalo, so Rabbi Yeshua says, so what? Matkin ba'avim. They get the desalination plant in the clouds that takes out the salt, and when it comes down, it rains clean water. Rabbi Shua Omer says, no, kolo om kulo mimayim el yonim hu shoseh. All the world, the water that comes down, the rain that comes down, is from the waters that are up in the heavens. Shnei Amar, the Pasuk says, limtar hashamayim tishte mayim. From the rain of the heavens, that's where we're going to drink water. Elama ni mikayim. Thank you. Elamani mikayim ve'ed yalim in aretz. We've got the pasuk that Rabbi Eliezer quoted, that it comes up from the ground. Melamed, so it teaches us sheha'ananim miskabrim ma'olim l'rakia. The clouds gather together, they go up to the heavens, uposin p'im kinod, and they open their mouths to open mekabim matar, and they accept the water into the clouds. Sheha'amar, the pasuk in Iyov says, Yazoku matar le'edo, I guess they drink the water from the clouds. Umin nu kavos hein kikivra, and on the bottom they're open like a sieve, right? Ubos u'mechar shros mayim, and they let the algavi karka, they let the water out onto the ground. Shneamar chashras mayim avei shchakim. And then he says that ain bein tipa tipa alklom nima. Even though it looks like it's a continuous flow, there is a small little separation between each drop of water that comes down. I mean, there's a drasha in here somewhere. That's So the Gemara says, the Pesukim tells Lemadcha, this comes to teach us, Shegadol Yom HaGeshamim B'Kiyom Shenivru Bo Shemayim V'Aretz. The day that it rains is as amazing and as great as the day that heavens and earth were created. Shene'amar, Pesukim Eo says, Ose Gedolos V'Ein Cheker. Right, so he does great things. Ose Gedolos, and you can't even imagine how great these things are that he does. Uksiv, and this Pesuk is discussing about, that's Eov Hei Tes. This pasuk is talking about rain. The next pasuk in Eov Hei Yud says, Hanosein mitar al pnei matar al pnei aretz. He brings rain onto the ground. So the pasuk is using the words Ein Cheker, like amazing, wondrous things, to discuss rain. Uksiv lahalon, and elsewhere when it's talking about Bria Sa'olam, the pasuk also uses the language of Ein Cheker, because this is in Yeshaya Perek Mem. It says, Halo yadata imo shamata alokei olam. So the same Ein Cheker, which is used by Bria Olam, is also used by Yerinus Geshamim, and I think we take out the rest of the gear. So you see that the same greatness for creating the world is by, and it makes sense, because rain is actually recreates the world. That's what keeps the world going, so it's the same idea. Okay, so the Gemara then says, we had this machlokes in Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, as to where the rain comes from. Does the rain come from the oceans, the Okeanos, or does the rain come from the storehouse in Shemayim? So, Kaman Oslo Ha, according to whose sheet does the following go? The Pasuk says, Diksiv Mashke Harim Me Al Yosav. He provides drink to the mountains from up high. Am Rabbi Yochanan Al Yosav, Kodesh Baruch Hu. That comes from up high from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kaman, who's that like? That's Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Yeshua, thinks that the source of the rain, the source of the water, is from up high. Either Rabbi Lezer, who says that the water comes from the ground, from the Okeanos, how does he interpret that Pasuk? Kevan, the Salki Lahasam, once the water leaves the ground, the earth, and goes up to Shemayim, right, evaporates, and goes up to Shemayim, Mashke Maliosav Karile. So that still, it's called the rains of the heavens. Because once it goes up there, it gets the names of the heavens. Karile. The Ilotemahachi, because if you don't say that that's the case, that when something leaves here and goes up there, it takes on the name from up there, but what about the following pasuk? The pasuk Devarim Perek Kafches says, Yitain Hashem es Matar Artzecha, Avak Ba'afar Min Hashemayim. You know, dust and dust from the heavens. There's no dust in the heavens. Ella, Keva Demidli Bahasam, once it blows around and goes up there. Min Hashemayim Karle, it's called as it comes from a Shemayim. Hachanami, so to hear, Kevin the Sulki Lahasam, Me Al Yosav Karle. So that's what up there, it's called that it comes from there. Now, next pasuk, Kaman Azla Had Amr Bchanina, according to Hushita, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, is the following. The pasuk Tehillim says, Kones Kaneid Meayam, Nosein Ochros Tehamos. I guess he gathers in, right, Me Garam Lo Ochros Sheirat Lubar, right, he's Kones Meayam, which causes the Otsaros to be full. So who causes Migaram Otsaroshi and Malubar? Who causes the storehouses to be filled with Tvua? That's the Megashamim, the water that comes to Homos, that comes from the depths, which means it's coming from the ground. So who's that? That's Rabbi Lezer, who comes from down here. Okay, Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Yeshua says no. How do you explain that Pasuk? Ahu, that Pasuk is dealing with Briasa Olam. And Briasa Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered all the water on the ground and brought it up to Shemayim, and that's what able to cause when it goes down, it causes he brought the water into the Otsaros from down here, he brought them up there. Okay, so this Tosfos, I'm going to use Tosfos, why not, because we're finished and we have time. So the Tosfos, the first thing that we learned about was, said Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dixtiv aser to aser, what's aser to aser? He says aser, take tithes, right, take 10%, in order to shetis asher. Right, shin, in order that you become wealthy. So Toso says, Hachi Isav is Sifri. This is mentioned in the Sifri, which is, he points out in the Sarosh HaShas, that we don't have it in the Sifri, we have it in the Tanchuma, but nevertheless, still in the Medrash. The Medrash, Hachi Isav is Sifri, Aser to Aser, Es Kol Tvuas Zarecha, Hayotzeh Sasadeh Shana Shana. You should separate the Maiser from all that comes out of your fields every year. I only know the tzvua of your, to take Maiser from tzvua zarecha, from what grows in your field. Shechai b'maiser, he's supposed to bring out Maiser. Ribis v'farmartia, so ribis, which is interest, or I guess permitted interest, I guess, which would be gains, all types of gains, v'farmartia, or business gains, right? B'kol shah rivachim, and all other profit, minayin. How do I know that I'm supposed to take Maiser off from that as well? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, Eskol, right? Aser to aser, Eskol, right? It says the words Eskol, right? The Havil Matzi Lememar Es to Asecha. It could have simply said Aser to Aser to Asecha. It says Aser to Aser Eskol to Asecha. My Kol, the Rabos comes to include Ribis V'Farmatiyah V'Kol Dovar Shemar V'Yachbo. Anything that you profit from, you're supposed to take off Ma'isa. It is a Machlokas as to whether or not this is actually a Drasha D'Oraisa or a Rabbanan. Worst case scenario is to the Rabbanan, but it's a very, very, very old ancient minog, which is recommended to do as best you can, but to know that if there things happen, you know, it may not be a D'Oraisa. But the Gemara then says, Hachanam Igala Agada, it's also mentioned in the Agada, another Drasha on this Pasuk. It says, Hayotze HaSadeh Shana Shana. It says, Aser Tarser, Skol Tzvua, Hayotze Sadeh Shana Shana, every year. Klomar, I need to teach you. Im Lo Ta'aser Sadcha Kehagun. If you don't take Maiser off your field in the appropriate way, Lo Yelecha Ela Hayotze Min HaSadeh. What you will end up getting is less. Meaning, if you're supposed to take off Maiser of 100 bushels, and if you don't, eventually your field will only produce those 100 bushels. You'll flip around and basically you're getting Maiser. Your field produces 1,000, and you didn't take off the Maiser, you're supposed to take off 100, eventually your field will only produce 100. Klomar, lo yaseh sadcha elikafi ma'asros shahayu kodem lakein. The field will only produce based on what the Maiser should have been taken. Dahainu hayotzim in asadeh. Klomar, masha yisa ragil oti lemaisim in asadeh. Whatever you were supposed to take off Maiser, that's the only amount the field is going to produce. He brings a great story. Umaisiv Adam Echad Shai Asher, a wealthy man. Vahayelo Sadeh, he had this field, Sha'asa Elef Kor. He made 1,000 Kor, which is like a huge amount. 1,000 Kor. Vahayo Oso Asher Nital Kuv Korim Lemaiser. He would always take off 100 Kor for Maiser. Umafrish Kol Shana Bashana, and take off it every single year. Vichain Asa Kol Yamav, he did all his life. Kishachala Lemaves, when he was on his deathbed, Karol Lebeno, he calls his son, who's going to inherit the field. Amarlo Beni, he says, my son, da, you should know, this field I'm bequeathing to you, it makes 1,000, it takes off 1,000 kor. Hizar shetafrish kuf korin kasher asisi. Make sure that you do what you're supposed to do and take off meiser with 100 kor each year. Umes oso ish, and this man then died. Ba'amina bembim kobo, and the son stood in his place. Ba'asla sada elakurin, the kasher haya osa b'chayav, and the field gave out 1,000 kor. And he did it. He separated 100 kor. But b'shana shnia, in the second year, nistaka v'roha bein, shehamayzer haya dover gadol. The son looked out and he said, wait, 100 kor is a lot. Think of 100 kor. V'amar shelo yafrish. He said, I'm not going to be mafrish. He puts in the notes, he says, shelo yafrish. I'm not sure, lo yafrish at all, or it's not going to be mafrish the whole amount. Right, that much. L'shana cheres, the next year, nisma'et hasadeh, v'lo asa ki'im me'akurin. And eventually, as it went down, at the end of the time, the field didn't only produce 100 kor, because that's the 10% of the 1,000 that he was supposed to, that was originally produced. So nitzdarilov, he got very upset, he was saddened. V'shamu krovav, and his relatives heard, shekach mi'et, that it went down, v'lo hiprish meiser, and he wasn't being mafresh, the appropriate meiser. So bo'o kulam etzlo, they all came dressed in white in yontif clothing, and they were all happy. So Amar Lehem, he says to them, "Is it you guys are all happy in my misfortune?" So Amru Lo, they said to him, "Nitzdar lecha." I think it's rhetorical. We should be sad for you. Ki garamta lecha kol hara azos. Right? Why should we be sad? You caused this on yourself. Because we're happy to see that Hashem works. You know the Hashem's ways work. Right? Right? Right, he said, why did you take off mice the right way? Originally when the field came to your hands, Haisa Balabayas. Oh, he says, originally when the field came to your hand, you were the Balabayas, the Kodesh Baruch Kohen. The Kodesh Baruch was the Kohen. So you had to be Mafrish Meiser. You gave it to him. Because it all belonged to him to give out to the Aniyim. So you were the Balabas, and you were giving the Meiser. The Akshav Shalohi Frashta Chalko, right low, now that you weren't mafresh the amount that would belong to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balabayis, Vata Kohen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Balabayis, and you're the Kohen, and you're only going to get, you're getting the Meiser, you're not getting the full amount, you flipped the roles. Now you're the Ani, and you're going to be getting, you're the Kohen, and you're getting the Meiser, right? Vata Kohen, Sh'ein Sadcha Ose, Masha Ose B'tchila Elef Kurin, V'hiprish L'cha Meya Kurin, right, and he quotes a few psukim. If you go a little by the bottom, it says, V'arav Nosen Ha'up Nio, I guess where he's from, Perish, Wesman Hayotim and Asada, Klomar, Im Lav She'en Atam Mafrish Ha'isor. If you are not Mafrish the Meiser, Yelo Oso Hayotim Lesada, it will bring to also Asada, Haino Esav Arasha, Klomar Shikhum Ha'umos. If you don't take it off in Tzedakah, the Meiser Tzedakah will be taken away from your taxes. So make sure, maybe that's the answer. Give more Tzedakah, maybe taxes will go down. There's a story, I forgot where it is, it's a Baba Basra, I'm not sure Baba Basra, you have a story of Yochim and Zakai, I remember where it is. Rav Yochum and Zakkai had a nephew, right? His nephew was like in charge in the city of Yerushalayim, and Rav Yochum and Zakkai had a dream that his nephew owed like $700 in tzedakah. So he didn't tell his nephew about the dream. Sorry, his nephew was going to lose $700 that year. So he didn't tell his nephew about the dream, and he told the nephew, convinced the nephew to constantly give tzedakah throughout the year. And eventually, they got to like 683. He was 17 short. And at the end of the year, he got a letter from the government that he owed $17 in taxes. So Rabbi Yochanan says to his nephew, don't worry, that's it, that's all you're going to have to pay. He's like, how do you know? So then he told him about the dream, that you were going to lose $700, you had to give $700 this year. We got to 683, I think that's the number, I got to remember where it is, to 683, and the 17 is just the leftovers. So he said, why don't you tell me to begin with? He said, because I wanted you to give stuck a lishma, not stuck in order to get out of the payment. Okay, anyway, we'll stop here, pick up tomorrow, have a good day.